What's up, TSO gang? Gang, gang, gang. What's up, babies? Welcome back to Talk SEX Only with your girl, Kiki. Guys, I love you so much, and I just want to say thank you. All right, babies. So I've gone ahead and shown my gratitude. I love yous down. Listen, hit that follow button if you are listening on Spotify. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, make sure you are hitting that plus sign. Smash the motherfucking notification bell to be notified every time your girl drops these episodes. As you know, we drop these episodes every Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's get it, babies. So we got a message, okay? Yesterday we received a message, and the message was... So my beautiful supporter, which wish to remain anonymous, they do not want their voice message link aired, which is perfectly fine with me. I'm not into exploiting anyone. So you can trust that if you have a discussion that you want to have discussed on this podcast, I'm your girl. I'm not gonna, you know, post you if you don't want to be posted. So I love you guys down. I can't stop saying it because, you know, you guys are really amazing me. Like, you guys are taking this podcast to another level. And I love you guys for it. So, you know, we talking about everything that makes these people uncomfortable. And by these people, I mean the people that are uncomfortable, okay? Bisexual talk. So, my motto is if you can have sex, you should be able to talk about it. I don't know about you, but that's just me and how I roll. I'm an adult. Well, even when I was a teenager, because I lost my virginity at a teenage age. And I just always went by that. I mean, if I'm able to have the act, if I can do the act, then there's no reason that I can't discuss what I'm doing, pretty much. I mean, why not? Anyway, so let's get into it. That supporter, my anonymous love, they wanted to know what is my favorite sexual act, I'm gonna say, which is position, clearly, right? Okay, we wanna have some sort of like ethic to this. So, babies, I don't have a preference. I'm gonna be 100% honest with you. I don't have a preference on the actual act, but I do have a preference on like when and where, okay? So, of course, I'm just a spontaneous person. Just, like, let's just do it wherever. But my preference is going to be the car. The car, it is the car for me, babies. So the car is my spot. I love it. I think there's nothing better than car sex. I think, and to be 100% honest with you, and I want to know, tell me your stance point. I know you're going to tune in and hit me back with that comment. My anonymous love. But my husband is down for whatever I'm down for. I'm just that spontaneous party, and I just get me on the highway. Let's pull over real quick. I hope we was on a road trip too. Let's pull over real quick and get it in. That's me. That's just all the way me. Okay, it's the middle of the night and we doing laundry. Let's go. Let's have a little midnight cat, or it can't be a full because, you know, you can't do all the intimacy and details that a nightcap would have. But we are able to go ahead and get a little midway going in there, right? We could do a little something. Because you might have somebody walking in. We got to pull our shit up real quick and get the fuck out of there. You never know. But that's the fun in it. Like, that's why I prefer it. That is just, I don't like, of course, clearly you want to have sex in your house. You have sex in your house. That's just something that we do. You get in the bed, you have sex, or you're in the kitchen, you know, you're feeling it, you have sex, or the bathroom, you take showers together. Just different scenarios in the house. You live together. But, I mean, even if you don't live together, you're just in the household with that party. But for me, there's no fun. For me, that's not fun. I don't wanna, that's not, you know, like, yeah, let's make it fun in the house, but it's just not, it doesn't give me that same aura. You know what I mean? Don't give me that same aura. It don't give me that same, that feeling. Hell, it don't give me that same nut. Fuck that. It don't give me that same nut. I'm gonna keep it 100. It just don't give me that same nut. And that's the nut I'm trying to get. If I could have highway sex every day, I would have highway sex every day. Now, like, I don't know about you guys. Tell me, like, don't be shy to hit me up in a message. You're not going to be, no one else sees your messages. I'm the only one that sees your message. Unless you do want to be aired, then I'm able to go ahead and share that on the podcast episode. But if not, like I said, you will remain anonymous, just like my anonymous love here in this episode. But that's it for me right there. Like, just spontaneous acts, okay? Let's just out of the blue do this. Let's just out of the blue do that. And that's not even just for sex. I know your question was mainly for sex. I answered your question, babe. Now I'm just gonna get into the podcast itself. So I am that kind of girl. I do want, like, I want action. Like, you know what I mean? Like, let's not have a freaking, let me see, how do I put a novel all the time. Let's just have a little short story. How about that? Let me put it like that, like that. So, like, what I mean by novel clearly is, you know, a novel is long, you take your time, it's very detailed, as opposed to a short story where you just get in that little quick, you know, main that main content, main idea, main niche in, and you niche and you're putting that, you know, down. So that was way quicker than writing a novel, okay? And that's where I'm at with the whole spontaneous acts. Like, let's just do it, you know? It's just quicker than planning and being detailed with things and, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just way quicker, and that's where I'm at. That's what I want, that's what I need, and that's what I like. So, you know, I think that I think honestly, that's where it keeps a flow for all that you have going on. And I mean, like I said, it don't have to just apply to sex. It doesn't have to just apply to you know, planning things like events, trips. It doesn't have to just apply. It can apply to so many different, just life, period. Like, just period, life, period, life. Okay. So, like, I like to go off of the moment, pretty much. I love to live in the moment. That's the best way I can explain it. And that's sexually too, clearly. I don't want to just be like planning the time that we do it. Honestly, so you guys, how I feel about, you know, sex every day in the bed, you know, and it's a thing. When you get married, yes, things are not as, you know, like spontaneous as they used to be, right? Things are, they slow down, you know, you start really focusing on building and, you know, your future. And then, you know, maybe when you got all that in works, then you could go ahead and get back to that young you and how you used to do things just off the whim and things. But overall, you want to try and keep that, like, that surprise, that thrill in your relationship, in your life, period, in all aspects of life. You should. To me, that's just me. And that's always been me. So, you know, I used to be the shy girl that never spoke up or whatever, but I was never shy on just being me and, you know, like, living for the moment. I've never been shy on that. That's just me. Forget that. I'm living life to the fullest. Like, I'm living life like today is the last day. I'm not gonna live my life like it's just gonna be there forever. Like, I'm just gonna be here forever. And I got all the time in the world to do this. I can't. I never was comfortable with doing it. I never could get comfortable with doing it. And I don't think I've ever tried to get comfortable with doing it. So, you know, I'm that girl that's like, let's go out. Like, let's just go, let's take a drive 300 miles, like, just because. Like, let's go and stay here. Honestly, baby, so a dream of mine, which I'm trying to put in works for next year, a dream of mine is to go through every state. I want to drive through every state with my husband and just take a picture in front of every welcome sign. So, you know, every state has a welcome sign. And I'm just, oh, I'm dying. Just to go and take a picture in front of every welcome sign getting into every state. Like, I'm fiending. I don't know. It's something that I just really, really, really want to do. And I hope that I'm able to do it next year, because this year it fell through. I was supposed to do it, but I had surgeries. So I wasn't, you know, up for no 30 days of traveling. Because that's honestly, if you think about it, every state, there's 50 states. We're going to have to, like, really, like, 30 days. And, you know, because some states you can drive through within hours. And some states, you know, it's just that one state alone is hours. So it's like, okay, no, you know? Like, you're going to definitely want to stop, take time, enjoy a scenery or two or whatever. Of course, there's some places you don't want to stop. You know that. Of course, there's some states you don't want to stop. You want to keep breezing right through that bitch. Take your picture and get on. But that's just me. Give me that spontaneous life. Give me that aura where you're just living. Like, let's just live for the moment. Let's not be... Because living for the moment, people may think living for the moment is like, okay, well, you know, I go to work, I come home, I pay my bills. No, for me, living is, okay, I go to work, I come home, I pay my bills, but I also, like, let's say my husband's out later than me or whatever, like, I'll be spontaneous to cook a dinner, throw some rose petals over the tub, and, you know, like, fix him up, give a good foot rub, massage or something, like, just spontaneous acts. Like I said, everything doesn't have to be about sex. Like, there's intimacy as well. And for me, intimacy, people think, oh, that's foreplay. It's like, no, foreplay is foreplay, okay? Intimacy is more than just the physical act of touch. It's more than that. It's a fucking lifestyle itself. Like, if people were to explore being intimate with one another, imagine the sex, okay? Like, you talk about the actual physical. Imagine just sitting there, like, just gazing at your spouse, like, your partner, and, like, you know, you get those feelings already. Them urges are there, so you're already wound up. But you just, like, staring, and, like, let's say you're talking, like, and you get into deep conversation, like, you really getting aroused. Like, there's so many different ways that you can be intimate with another person and not just having sex. Like, it's not all about the physical act. Yeah, that's intimacy. Yeah, that's a form of intimacy. But there's other ways. You can dance, slow dancing. I mean, grinding and, like, you know, not dry humping. Don't hit me with the dry humping, okay? I said dancing, slow grinding. Shh. Ooh. Ooh. Like that, like, you know what I mean? Like, picture it, like, you know, just right? Like, you just want a slow, steady pace in the same space, mind, body, and soul connected. Oh my God. You guys, I gotta go get with my husband, because you know what, my anonymous love, I love you, and I love all of you guys that have shown so much support, and everyone who is going to show even more support coming in, listening to this episode and all the others. Don't forget to hit up those other episodes, y'all. You guys know you want to know. I've had conversation on sexless marriage. Check out the podcast, the full podcast, not just this episode. But if you want to just tune in for this episode and tune in for the next episode, I'm here for it too, babies. However y'all want to swing it, do it. Just make sure you hit that plus sign if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, like I said. And if you messing with Spotify, if you listening on Spotify, if you got an account with Spotify, hit that follow button on the podcast. I love you, babies. I'm out. I will see you next episode.